Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently unmuted. To mute all guests, press pound pound. For help with host options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.
Good morning. This is Tim with Marlon Sanders, and we will be starting the conference call in approximately 6 minutes. Good morning. This is Tim with Marlon Sanders. We will be starting the conference call in approximately 5 minutes. Good morning. This is Tim with Marlon Sanders, and we will be starting the conference call in approximately 2 minutes.
Hello everyone, Marlon Sanders, warmest greetings. I'm getting ready to log on to the online system. How is everyone today? All right, well, let's see who we have on. If you are on the call, on the count of three, say yes. One, two, three. All right, I don't hear anybody, so let me log into the online panel and see what we got going on here. All right, give me 1 second. If you are on the call, welcome to the call. This is Marlon Sanders. I'm logging into the online panel right now to see who we have on the call. Give me just 1 second here. This is the A-Team call. This is Marlon Sanders. We'll be beginning here in just a little bit. All right, let me see if I can manage to get logged in here. All right, should get me in. A-Team conference call happening now. Let's see here. This is the one I want. Hello, everyone. This is Marlon Sanders. Welcome to the A-Team call. We'll be beginning here in just a minute. Hello, everyone. This is Marlon Sanders. Welcome to the A-Team call. We will be starting here in just a few minutes. Hello, this is Marlon Sanders. Welcome to the A-Team call. We will be starting here in a few minutes. Let's see. All right, everyone, welcome. This is Marlon Sanders. This is the A-Team call. And we'll be beginning here in just a few minutes. everyone. This is Marlon Sanders. Welcome to the A-Team call. And we will be beginning here in just a few minutes. All right. Now I got it. I don't know why I couldn't find this place before. Okay. Let's see who we have on now. Allentown, Pennsylvania, are you on the call okay?
Yes.
All right, great. Glad to have you. Ronald, you are on the call. Is that right? From Alamitos, California? Ronald, are you on the call? He may be muted. Ashton, Maryland. We have someone from Ashton, Maryland on.
That could be me.
Hi. Is this Nancy?
Oh, yeah, it's Nancy.
Nancy. New York City, New York. Who do we have on from New York?
You have Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Terrific, Marlon. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad you're on. Okay. This is Marlon Sanders. This is the A-Team call. I'm excited for a lot of reasons today. Number one is we're going to be making very soon improvements to the A-Team call. The good news for you all is, A, we'll be making, I don't want to say improvements, I want to say enhancements. B, the good news is I'm going to grandfather you in on price, at least for X period of time, which will be a very generous period of time, meaning likely a year or something like that. I haven't decided in stone yet, but I'm going to be raising the price of these up to $100. The reason I haven't yet is because I have to have all the cell systems in place. And in fact, we're going to talk today a little bit about what does it take to sell something like this for $100 a month. It's not just a super simple task to get $100 a month from anyone. But we're going to go ahead and begin. So now, if you have noise during this call, let's see, Tim, what is it that they press to mute out noise during the call? Let's see if Tim is on. Let's see here. If you need to mute or unmute yourself, you press *6 if you have background noise to mute yourself, *7 to unmute yourself. But if you want to talk during the call, it'll be *6. All right. The topic of today's call is systems. And I'm excited about this because this is going to change some of your lives. Some of you who are on the call right now listening to this, some of you will be listening to this by phone. I know this because systems have changed my life in the past and continue to change my life. And this is going to be a very specific call. You're going to get specific, instantly usable information that you will be able to apply in the next week. And so from listening to this call today, your life will be changed. You can change your life forever, and I know it sounds like an overstatement, but it really isn't, from today's call. So let me first give you the background, and then I'm going to tell you specifically what I'm doing with systems now, then we're going to apply it to you, and I'm actually going to give you a system that you can use right away to change your life and your business, that you can use right away, immediately. All right. I got started in this business, you know, back before the World Wide Web, so I've been doing this before the World Wide Web existed, and before really the Internet, you know, we were marketing back on AOL and CompuServe before really anyone even knew what the Internet was. So, but then when my business really took off, I had some people that I hired part-time to work in my home office. One of them was like a personal trainer at the gym, one of them was a friend. Those things really, really did not work out because I had no idea how to hire anyone. When you did not have ways to easily hire freelance people, like at the time, I don't even think Elance existed at that point in time. Or if it did, I sure didn't. I don't think anybody knew about it. So eventually I came to a point where I really needed help. So I posted on a forum, which was the Anthony Blake forum, which is the internet marketing forum, that I needed help. And Michael Fortin emailed me, and I owe a lot to him because he was involved with a company called Internet Marketing Challenge, which was bought by the late, great Corey Rudel. When they bought it, they had let go of their customer service person named Lisa. Michael said she was awesome, so I hired her, and we started creating processes and systems over time that she did for the business. I actually codified those in a product that I sell called, it's at operateyourbiz.com. I think I call it the Clone Lisa program. Lisa no longer works for me. I mean, she worked for me, I think, 7 years. But we still had those systems in that where you could see what those systems were like. Now, after Lisa left, which was, I think, a year ago, maybe a year and a half. God, man, I don't know. Time flies. After Lisa left, some of the systems that we had in place fell apart, and some of them changed because I had different staff with different skills. And I'm not happy with the way, really, I ran some of my systems over the past, say, year. And so the other day I read a book that reignited my passion for systems and reminded me of a lot of the things that I used to do, then some of them I just stopped doing for several reasons. But the name of the book is called Work the System, and it's by Sam Carpenter. So I'll repeat that, Work the System by Sam Carpenter. Now, I believe you can go to workthesystem.com. I'm not sure if this offer is permanent or just kind of like on the website right when I'm recording this call. I believe that if you put in your name and email address currently, at least on that site, that he will actually send you a full PDF of the book for free. So, you know, if you're just stone broke and can't afford to spit, then you can probably get the free PDF if you make it there fast enough. However, I could not recommend too highly buying a used copy off of Amazon or buying the brand new shining gold cover copy at the bookstore. It's really a great read. Now, let me tell you what the book is and isn't. Now I'm going to tell you how it's affected me. I'm going to talk about systems. I'm actually going to give you a system you can use. I'm going to tell you how to get people to operate your systems if you don't have very much money. Because that's the big thing. Well, Marlon, that's all great, but, you know, I'm new in the business or whatever, or my business kind of struggling. I don't have the money to afford someone to operate the system. So we're going to talk about that. Now, what the book is a story. Now, there's some content in the book, but mostly the book is a story about a guy named Sam Carpenter. The number one, there's an awful lot to be learned, because I know some of you today on this call are new. And if you're new on the call, I just welcome you. And you learn as you go through these calls, because kind of different concepts build on each other, and you get more and more indoctrinated with my mindset. But so some of this, if you're just brand new to all of this, you may think, well, that's a little over my head. But I think you're going to see in a minute it really isn't. In fact, if you're new to this, it may be more useful to you than just anyone. So just stick with me with this call, and you're going to see as we progress along. Now, Sam Carpenter tells this story. And there's a lot to learn, as I said, just listening to his story, because one of the great ways that you sell is just to tell a story that people identify with, where the story always goes like this. You had these problems. You tried to solve the problems. Nothing worked. You had a black night. It was really, really bad. Then you figured out this, stumbled across this solution, found this beautiful, wonderful solution, and now everything's great. Now you're in heaven. So you went from hell to heaven, and you went through this transformation with some magical process. More or less magical, and now you went from hell to heaven. So that's how a story goes. So this is Sam's story. Sam, like 17 years ago or something, bought a answering machine service called the Girl Friday. At the time, they only had, I think, 10 or 11 people, and he started growing and expanding the business. Problem is, in that industry, there's lots of turnover, very high staff turnover. People are low pay, low wages. And he really found himself to the point where some weeks he was working literally 100 hours in the week. And his health started breaking down. He couldn't sleep. He was drinking way, way, way too much caffeine. His body was out of kilter. And he found himself at that black, dark night of being 1 week away from bankruptcy. At this point, when he's, you know, 1 week away from bankruptcy, I say that, not being able to make employee payroll, which in essence would put him in bankruptcy. 1 week away from that, he had this epiphany. And the epiphany was that back in the old days, prior to buying answering machine service, he worked for the electric company, and he was kind of like a project engineer, where he oversaw the systems that made all the electricity happen. And he talks about almost having an out-of-body experience, more like an out-of-mind experience, not really out-of-body, but just kind of where he could, he almost saw himself as being above his whole life and his business and seeing it from this kind of raised perspective, where it was as though he was looking down on his business and his life, and especially his business. And he saw that the business was just a whole lot of systems. The other thing that he saw was that, you know, it was like there was fires he was putting out all the time, but he never took the time to fix the system that was creating the fire to begin with. And he saw that the business isn't one system, it's a whole bunch of systems. And when he started then taking each system, breaking them all down, chunk by chunk, piece by piece by piece, and fixing each part of the system, it made this huge impact, and then documenting it in a little step-by-step procedure. Furthermore, what he found was that 99% of things in the world actually go well. It's not like that you go to pick up your toothbrush today, this morning to brush your teeth, and it's floating on the ceiling and you had to retrieve it. You know, gravity's in place. There's a lot of order in place. You know, if you water your lawn and you put feed on it and you got good soil, the grass grows. You know, now if you don't water it, you don't put good feed on it, you have really bad soil, yeah, it doesn't grow, or you have weeds. But these, like, universal laws are in place, so, like, the vast majority of things go well, and probably even in your business. Now, I understand if you're new, you don't have the business yet. We'll get to that. But the point of this is that most things went well, and he found out that he really, in the systems, he just had to fix this relatively small amount of things to make that particular system go a lot better. Now, there's a couple steps that he talks about that are really critical in understanding this perspective. Number one is you've got to take a system, break it down into subsystems, and then break those down into subsystems, and I'll give you the practical example of that. His health was really broken down, and he couldn't sleep, and he was really losing his health. So he had this very thorough blood test done by his doctor, and they found out that he had four chemicals, basically, in his body or hormones or whatever that were out of alignment. Like one of them, I think, was too much cortisol, and I don't know. There were like four of them. And so with the doctor, he just came up with a plan, which wasn't a medication plan. It was like a lifestyle plan. He needed more sleep because that would reduce the cortisol. He needed to actually eliminate the caffeine because that was interfering with his sleep. And I'm a coffee drinker, but anyway, this is how his story goes. And he had like two other hormones or things about his blood. I don't know what they were. They were out of whack. Well, so his point is that health breaks down into subsystems. What you eat, you know, the sleep you get, the amount of rest that you get. And you can break your health down into different subsystems, the chemicals in your body, like cortisol levels and so forth. And then you can work on finding what's the weakness, you know, what's the weakest link there, and then perfect that little part of the system, improve the overall system, which is what he did. And so he took care, he improved his health, he eliminated caffeine, he started exercising, he started getting more rest. When he eliminated the caffeine, he started taking more time off the business. Then as far as the business itself, he managed to make payroll by borrowing money, and they immediately went to work installing systems in the business, meaning documenting procedures. The very first procedure they documented was depositing the money in the bank because he had been having to do that himself every time, and it was just a real pain in the neck. Well, they took and wrote out the system for that step by step by step by step by step. It actually was like 52 or 54 steps. But he never had to do that again. He never had to write out the system again, and he's never had to make the bank deposit again since then. And he had checks and balances put in place, controls, the whole entire thing. But he wrote the system out once, worked on it once, and some of these things have to be tweaked over time. But basically, that system was in place operating. And then they went through the rest of his business. Like, they came up with a way to answer the phones, where everybody answered the phones the same way. Step by step by step, and he found that he reduced his training time for new employees from 6 weeks to 3 days. He actually needed less staff instead of more because they were operating efficiently, which increased his profits. He changed and documented and created a hiring system so he was able to hire better quality people. He completely rechanged his rewards systems. so that he vastly improved the retention of his employees. His employees are now the highest paid probably in that industry by a factor over a lot of answering machine services, like double. They have a marketing system in place, and he's managed to get customers in spite of the fact that the answering machine industry overall, or answering service industry overall, is in huge decline. When he got in the business, there were like 15,000 companies or something like that. Now there's 3,000. So that's what happened to him. Now, we had a lot of systems in place for my business, but a few of our issues were not bad issues, but, you know, a little turnover of staff here and there. In my case, mostly Lisa operated a lot of things. I had staff turnover, and some of our systems just, I didn't have them up to date and documented as well as they needed to be. So let me tell you the impact this has on my life right now. Then I'm gonna give you all a sample system in a little bit that you can use, and talk about how to use it right away and how to get someone to operate your system if you're brand new to the business, and what kind of system you might want if you're brand new to the business, right? Or if you're established, how this could change or affect your life if you are established. So here's the first system that I personally wrote out. Was I wrote out yesterday a system for hiring somebody from Odesk. Now, Odesk.com is spelled O-D-E-S-K.com. And Odesk is a website that you go to hire virtual help. And since people bid around the world, you can save an awful lot of money on hiring people for your business, which is very cool and very useful. I'm going to read you what I wrote out here, and it's going to give you an idea of how you create a system. Let me see if I can open it up here. And then in a minute after I give you all this and we go through it, then I'll talk to you, some of you specifically, a little bit more about, you know, what you need really to have the systems you want in your business. And so how you can really apply this and not just hear this in theory, but something that you can do immediately or in this next week to have whatever it is you're doing run better. And that's what I think makes this powerful, is it can just, you can have an immediate impact with it. You know, like you can have things can go better this very next week, is what I'm saying. And so let's see here. What I did was I wrote out, now let me find it, I wrote out a system for using Odesk. And I want to see. Let's see here. I should be able to find that here in a minute. All right, so here's the way the system for Odesk goes, is you literally just spell things out step by step. You know, it's step one, what do you do here? Step two, what do you do here? Step three, what do you do here? And it's very simple, and it's kind of repetitive. And really, if you think about it, it's just a little bit boring writing these things out. And the way it applies, we'll talk here in just a second about Odesk, but the way it applies to you is whatever it is you have to do, or ebook that you buy, for example, you can take what's in that ebook, write it into a step-by-step procedure, and get somebody else to help you with it. You can take and farm it out probably for a lot cheaper than you may think. So here's how to post a job on Odesk. Step one, go to odesk.com. Two, click sign in at the top right, and then you list the username and the password. Three, go to my jobs, and then I have a little arrow there, post a job. Four, give the position a title that attracts people. Eight, you may want to browse through other job listings to get title ideas if it isn't obvious. Five, for job visibility, unselect get more candidate for there's a category called job visibility. So for, quote, job visibility, unselect get more candidates. The job is public unless you are specifically inviting someone to bid. Six, select the appropriate category and subcategory using the drop-down box. Seven, list up the five skills required separated by commas. Eight, type job description, being specific as to requirements. The rule of thumb is to be specific in detail but not overwhelming complexity. Filter out the unsuitable but don't scare off the ones you want. Select nine, select hourly, not fixed price unless we're offering a flat fee. 10, for the work duration, it's usually under 1 week. 11, for the estimated workload, most jobs to start are under 10 hours unless it's obvious that it's more or that you're seeking consistent weekly help. 12, submit. And then I have a sample job description. Hi, I have a lot of sound files that I need transcribed. The transcription will have to be formatted and cleaned up to read decently and look presentable. Skills, data processing, proofreading, blah, blah, blah. And so a little bit more there on the job description. So that's the ODesk procedure right there. Now, I'm going to upload this procedure here or have Tim email it. I think I'm just going to have Tim email this to everybody after the call, and then you all will have it. Now, obviously, that's only a 12-step procedure, so that's it's not like that it's some huge or elaborate procedure, but some of you have never advertised on ODesk. And so right there saves you an enormous amount of time. And let me just give you an example. I have ran overnight a job. I had Tim follow what I just wrote out there. Tim's my customer support person. He took, followed what I wrote out on ODesk, posted a position on ODesk. Overnight, we had people to get my, some of my A-team audios transcribed. When I raise the price to $100 a month, I'm going to go to transcripts. So I need transcriptionists to do it. So Tim posted a job, and I had, you know, I probably have 40 bids here from people to do the transcripts at different prices. One person in the Philippines will do the transcript, clean it up, put it in a nice format, for $20 per hour. Not the hard time, just flat fee. So if it's an hour long audio, it'll cost $20. So about probably $25 or $30 for the A-team calls because they run a little bit over. I'm guessing $25. Then there were some other just great people, really wonderful, awesome people who responded. Like one of the people I'll probably hire for 10 or 20 hours a week because they have a lot of experience doing other things. And let me see what they wanted for an hourly rate. You know, the great thing about this, of course, people are bidding from around the world. And so you get, if you're new to this, you say, well, I don't really have money to hire someone. Well, that's not really true because, you know, there's somebody here for every price range. Here's somebody in the Philippines who does data entry for $3.33 an hour, which is actually pretty good pay in the Philippines, because the average person there makes $50 to $100 probably a month. So $3 an hour doesn't sound like much here, but there it's actually pretty good pay. Let's see what else we have here. $3.61. Researcher, writer, data entry. I'm going to contact that person and see how good they can write. Here's someone, $1.11 an hour. So if you're new to this, can you afford $1 an hour? Here's a couple people at $1 an hour. Here's somebody that does a lot more stuff, can actually do article writing. If you need articles written and so forth, we'll talk about that in a second. Here's somebody, $2.47, who's a proofreader, virtual assistant, transcriptionist. Could you use any of that kind of help? Expert, admin assistant, virtual assistant, HR and accounting, $6 an hour. I may use that person. That's not bad at all. All right, so anyway, you see the value. So now I have this process written out, even though it's very simple. And I can give this to someone, and I can say, okay, go hire me a transcriptionist, go hire me a proofreader, go hire me a this or go hire me a that, and I got the process done. That's it. And so if you're new to this, you say, well, Marlon, I'm new to this. What, you know, how's this going to help me? Well, a lot of new people, they have problems with technical things. You know, they can't get this or that or the other to work. We'll go on ODesk and hire help with it. Article writing. Oh, God, Marlon, I know I should write articles. I don't want to take the time, or I just hate it. We'll go there and hire one of these people that's $1 an hour to write articles for you, you know. And maybe you got to pay more to get a really good article writer, but I have a friend who does 800 articles a month. 800 articles a month. But, you know, that creates an income. I don't even remember the – I have the actual numbers of what the income is that creates, but I'm guessing it's – maybe it's like $35,000 a month, possibly more than that, because they sell some big tickets. But you can hire article writers on there. This person pays $5 an article to have it written and then submitted to designarticles.com. So article writing. E-book writing, e-book editing, but people are actually getting e-books for niches written for $100 to $150. About, I think, $150. They're getting entire e-books written for $150 each. But I'm a little bit off on that, just talking about some of those things. I'm just trying to see, for you to see how you can apply this in your life and your business. I created an accounting procedure, which is one that, you know, one of the biggest things that I want is monthly, because I hate numbers. I really just do not like, and I'm an accountant. But your accountant will never give you stuff you can manage your stupid business from, usually. You know, I created my own procedure last night for this. And it's a, let me see how many steps this procedure has. This will be a procedure I give out on another call. I'm not going to do it today. But it's a 34-step procedure to take my PayPal statements. A to Z, but just, you can export your data from PayPal for the month. Take that, clean it all up, you know, delete the from and to email columns, the payment column, reference transaction ID column, subscription number column, receipt ID column, completed currency and fee columns. Leave only the four columns that matter, you know, the date, subject, balance, gross, and net columns. And then by the end of this, what they do is they take, you know, sales minus refund fees and chargebacks, then minus commissions, minus salaries, minus expenses, and come up with a net profit for the month figure. Well, I really never take the time to do that. I mean, I roughly know, but I don't take the time to do it the way it should be done. My employees don't. I don't really have an employee to assign to it. Tim's busy doing customer service. Sean's doing PHP. I have a full-time Filipino who does more some technical work, a little bit of graphic design, kind of a webmaster. But, you know, she could do it, but it's not a good use of her time. So, you know, I'll take one of these $1, $2, $3 an hour people and have them do this. Now, question comes up on occasion, is it fair to have them do this? And let me just, for anyone that thinks they may be mistreating people or they don't understand other countries, let me explain. I have a very good friend in the Philippines who just could not really do internet marketing. She just couldn't. She didn't like the computer, first of all, and it just wasn't her thing. She just couldn't do it. So she had taken training on being a domestic helper. And a lot of Filipinos go to work in other countries because they promise them big money, like $120 a day. And the job was in a dangerous country, I'll just put it that way. She took the job there, and it's basically forced labor. No breaks, you can't leave premises, you can't use the phone. It's basically modern-day slavery. 12 million people in the world are in slavery. 12 million. A lot of them are tricked into it by the promise of extremely high income, and they get over there, and they're beaten. So my friend has been beaten. Now, I'm buying her out, or I'm negotiating this month to buy her contract. Now, the only reason I tell you that story is I don't even like to tell things about my personal life. The only reason I'm telling that story is that, you know, she had a sales job in the Philippines and was earning maybe, working about 12 hours a day, 10 or 12 hours a day, earning maybe 50 or 70 bucks for the month, for the whole month. It's very, 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 very difficult for her to get a good job. It wasn't even a good job. It wasn't even a good sales position, but it was a sales position. And that's all she could earn. And there just were not a lot of, there's just not a lot of jobs there. So there, the average family in Makati makes $300 a month for the whole family. Take all their income combined, $300 for the month. Your average job there is probably 50, 75 bucks a month. So a dollar an hour, 8 hours, $8 a day, $240 a month, that's not real good. I'd probably pay them a little bit more than that. That's still $240, $250. That's more than their other family members are making. But if they're making, say, $3 an hour, $24 a day, that's very good pay there, $24 a day, because that's like in 2-3 days they earn more than the average monthly wage. You see, now let me think of this. If you're earning $1 an hour, that's 8 hours a day times 5 days. No, that's $40, 40, 80, 160. Yeah, I don't think that's good. I think that $3 an hour, though, for the Philippines, you know, that's pretty decent. Three times eight, that's $24 a day, 5 days a week, what, $125. That's like $400 or $500. That's above, that's pretty good pay. That's actually real good pay. So I'm just trying to put this in perspective. So, you know, these people don't have jobs. They don't have a lot of choices. And if they're making $400 or $500 a month, that's really awesome. And even 300, because the whole family's earning 300. So if they're alone earning, this is very good pay. So I'm just trying to put it in perspective. That's all. I just want you to understand the perspective on it. The person I have, you know, I'm paying pretty decent. The more skilled the person is, the more I'll pay, see? Now, also understand this. They bid on your job. You put the job up on ODesk. They bid and tell you how much they're willing to do the job for. It's not like you're out there saying, I'll only pay. They're saying, I'm willing to trade my time for this amount of money. Now, so that handles that issue, as far as I'm concerned. Systems in your business. Your business is a set of subsystems. So if you're new, let me explain this. First thing you're going to need is traffic. Traffic is not just, I don't have any traffic. I really don't know. What you do is you take the idea of traffic and you break it down into little chunks so you can have steps for each chunk. For example, the article writing. You take article writing down, and it consists of a list of things, coming up with your title for each article. You could create a system for that. My friend has a spreadsheet with titles already in it and a way to substitute words into the spreadsheet so he gets like 800 or 1,000 titles for articles on a topic all at once in like just a few minutes or something like that. I haven't actually seen it, but I know I use a spreadsheet. It's already got the titles. It doesn't take very long to come up with the titles. This is what I know. So you have your titles for your articles. Then you have getting somebody to write the articles. Then you have checking the articles using Copyscape, C-O-P-Y-S-C-A-P, using Copyscape, to make sure, you know, they're not pirated articles or something. Then you have submitting the articles to whatever directories you want to submit them to. So that's a little subsystem with some steps in it that you can write out, like submitting the article to ezinearticles.com. That's a subsystem. So then you write out the steps that it takes to submit the article to ezinearticles.com. If you have a system to write the titles, you write that out, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. See? So that's a whole little subsystem there for just the art of getting traffic from articles. Oh, you have your resource box, but you really only set that up probably once. Now, split testing is another thing we do a lot in getting traffic. So one of the things, Sean is kind of like my PHP guy, but doing a better, more kind of like my systems person, now creating systems. He's going to create a little step-by-step checklist for using our split testing software. It's called Split Test Accelerator. We have a step-by-step-by-step little system process anyone can take and follow and set up our split test so we can do it quickly, simply, and easily. Squeeze pages. You know, you got a little system set up for creating your squeeze pages so you ain't doing it from scratch every time. And in the ideal world, you can give your little step-by-step instructions to a graphic designer, and they can page for you. Alright, now, if you put me on mute and press star 6, you can press star 7 to yourself. So, let's hear then, if you're still here on the call on the count of 3, say yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, this is all very good. By the way, I may have a call come in 1 second where I have to take it on cell for like 2 seconds. They're coming out to fix my TV. My subsystem there fell apart. All right, now let me ask you this. So that'll only take 2 seconds if they do call. I told them to call afternoon, but their systems are probably not in place. Do you all, do you see how this is this useful to you, or do you see how it's useful to you, or do you not see how it can help you out? Honestly, anyone.
It's actually what I've been implementing more and more.
All right, and who is this?
This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Yeah, I know. You're on top of it because you already got your Filipina going and everything. We'll come back to you in a second, Mike, because I want you to share a little bit about what you've implemented and how it's worked for you. For the rest of you on the call, can you see how you can use this, or are you not with us yet?
This is Nancy, and I can see how I can use it because I'm by nature sort of a big picture person, and I get lost in the details. And so the power of just sitting down and writing out, okay, do this first, then this, and you know, and writing down the various parts of the system that
Now let's get you started on this today, Nancy. Let me ask you this: what is the weakest link in your business or in your business startup? What is the weakest link you have?
My technical abilities.
Technical abilities to do what?
Well, I've got my blog set up, my Newbie Queen blog, and I want to get my opt-in page, but I've been having trouble with my email, so I went to Odesk and put out a job request, and I've got somebody working on that to get those emails straightened out, because I've got
Now, on that, well, and if it's something technical where it has to be trouble, has to be fixed, then obviously you can't write out the step-by-step thing on that because you don't know how to fix it. But you can write up all the details concerning, here's what's going wrong, here's what I want to happen, that kind of thing, right?
Right, and that's exactly what I've done.
But let's talk about something that you don't have on Odesk and is not done yet, but you feel is holding you back. Like, is it the squeeze page?
It could be a squeeze. Yes, it would be, because once I get these technical things so I can put my opt-in box on my blog, then I'll want a squeeze page for my reports and things like that.
All right, so here's what I would do on the squeeze page, okay?
Okay.
Step one, review my list of sample squeeze pages. You have URLs for the samples of what you like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Step two, here is the headline to use. Give them the headline. Step three, here is what the wording will be for the submit button. Number four, here is where I would like the submit button, the name and email box to be. You know, five, you list out everything that you want. And you give them, in step one, you give them the sample URLs, which has sample designs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Step eight or whatever it is, you know, put a privacy, link to a privacy policy at the bottom. You know, you just spell everything out. You know, 10, use this logo if you have a picture, or use this picture of you that you want to use or a product or something. So you write all of that out, then you go on Odesk and you hire your designer or 99designs.com and post that on 99designs.com where people will actually do mock-ups for you. You don't buy it unless you like the design.
Okay.
So that's how I would do that. Does that help?
It does help. It does help.
Could you do that today?
No, but I could do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Could you do it tomorrow? Could you write that out step by step tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Who else, and we'll come back to you, Mike, but who else is on the call? And by the way, you all know this, but if you speak during the call, you give me permission to use sound, likeness, quality of your voice in perpetuity worldwide without royalty. Who else is on the call Do you get this or don't get it yet? How it can work for you in your business today or tomorrow? A system you could put together today or tomorrow to help you out. Anyone? Anyone else here want to comment? Does anyone not see this for their business, and you want to say, "Hey, I don't get how this can help me"? All right, Mike, tell us something. Tell us how you've used this in your business so far, and what the result has been.
Well, I do a ton of blogs, so I have a whole checklist of how a blog should be installed for the guy that does the blog installs, with whatever plugins, what the settings should be, that walks it through step by step.
And is that your Filipina does that, or you hired someone off Odesk?
Yeah,
or who
that's my Filipino that does that, so that all I do is I buy a domain. I have two people. So what happens is I buy a domain. The one guy gets the information, and he installs the blog and makes all the tweaks to it. The other person gets a list of the keywords and the articles and starts putting the content on it.
Now, are you using PLR articles, or are you having them written?
No, she's writing the articles based on the keyword research.
Oh, writing articles from scratch?
Yes.
And how much is it costing you per article, or do you know about?
Well, it's $275 a month, and she does 2 to 3 a day.
Okay. And how is her English, and how good are the articles? You know, are you happy with what you're getting there?
The articles are sufficient for what we're getting.
Okay.
There are occasionally we have trouble with syntax, but the majority of them are of decent enough quality.
Yeah, I might post on Odesk for a writer. See what you can come up with. Native English speaking writer. You may be able to improve that situation.
Yeah, but for that, it's and they're drawing traffic, so those are.
Yeah, it's in place. At least it's a system in place. Now you can tweak and improve it.
Yes.
And the checklist is working good. In other words, now you don't have to do that, and you used to have to do it.
Yeah, and I'm fussy when it comes to how my blogs are set up.
Now, how much time did you used to spend doing that a month?
Quite a bit. I don't spend outside of buying the domain.
But how much time did you used to spend? How much time did it used to take you to set those up and everything? In other words,
probably
how much time are you saving by not having to write the articles or do the setting up of the blogs?
The articles is the big thing. Setting up the blogs I could do in about 40 minutes a pop.
Okay. But how many of them do you do a month?
Right now we're doing about between 5 and 8.
So that's 5 to 8 hours a month you saved every month.
Yeah, and that's not counting
the articles.
I also do it for customers, and those will do 3 or 4, 5, depending on how busy the week is.
Oh, so if you were having to do customers, you'd be spending 4 or 5 hours a week for your customers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that's 20 hours a month. So that's pretty significant savings. It's like 25 hours a month or more that you're saving on that.
Yeah, not counting the articles.
Yeah, not counting the articles, which is substantial. All right. Very good example. Now, Mike, I'm going to push your thinking a little bit. What's the biggest weak spot you currently have, the weakest link in your chain right now, today?
Building the follow-up email series, which is what I've been working on for the last 3 days primarily.
All right. Now, that one, depending on those emails, right, is more challenging because I'm writing my autoresponder messages myself, and I would only hire that out, Mike, if you can find somebody to do it better than you at a price you can afford. Now, on Warriors Forum, there's people there that really understand internet marketing and autoresponders and messages and stuff. And some of the writers on Warriors are reasonably priced. So you may be able to find a copywriter on Warriors who might possibly be able to do a better job than you could.
Yeah, well, what I've been doing is actually going through past stuff and setting things up so that they go, you know, doing what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. It's kind of like the lazy man's way, but it worked pretty good. Yeah. It works to take your stuff that worked in the past and then stick it. Now, but if they're doing that, you could almost hire that out, having someone do that, because if you give them the list of stuff, as far as technically just putting it into the autoresponder, someone else could do that.
Yeah, but it's going through and double-checking how well they actually did. I don't.
Well, now, could someone else do that?
Possibly, but I have a feeling that it would take me longer to
write it out. Yeah, the ideal scenario, you do stuff that's recurring. Like, let me give you an example. I was talking to my customer service person about this today, Tim. And I asked Tim, you know, like, what's the number one sales question that you get? Well, it's what's the difference between marketing dashboard and promo dashboard, and which one should I get? I'm like, do we have a template to respond to that? No, we ain't got a template. Okay, let's write up our best response and make it a template. See, because that's a recurring thing. It's a recurring question. So the systems are really best spent for things that recur. Now, if you got to do these autoresponders, if there's facets of autoresponder messages, formatting, or other things that are done on a repetitive basis, you know, then having someone that you can work with might be good. But it's more just a mindset of, let me give you an example of what you can do on autoresponders. You could have someone in charge of tracking and tweaking the messages. In other words, you can get an up-and-coming, hungry copywriter. And their job, after you get the sequence set up, is to look at the ad, because you'll have ad tracking links on there, is to look at it and make tweaks to the autoresponder messages and just keep tweaking them to try to improve the responses. You're never going to take the time to do that consistently on a week-in and week-out basis to optimize them. Or you probably won't. I know, I won't. But if you had it set up as a system and somebody's a good copywriter, a decent up-and-coming, you know, hungry copywriter, that would be a perfect job for them. You know, here's $250 a month. Make these messages convert better. Track them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense once it's set up.
Yeah, once you get it set up,
another project I'm working on.
Then they become in charge of optimizing it, you know. Did someone start to say something? I guess not. Is anyone else, excuse me, is anyone else have something that's taking up your time each month that's on a repetitive basis? Does anyone have something like that? Either business or personal where you might be able to outsource it. Like balancing your checkbook. Doing your business accounting, you know. All of those things are candidates, right? Does anyone want to respond on this? Or should I start calling names? I'll call a few names. We'll get some feedback here. And then I'll talk a little. I'll also give you a few more ideas of things that I feel you can do. Because I think sometimes maybe new people feel like, well, this doesn't apply to me. And no, really, actually it really does. If you really think about it, it applies to.
Welcome to the webcast.
Uh-oh, not that.
Please click on one of the webcast links.
Let me get rid of that. Sorry about that. Trying to find our room here so I can call on somebody. Did I lose our all right, let me get our connection back here. Nancy, do you have anything else you want to apply, you can think of that you need to apply this to while I'm looking this up?
Can you ask that question again?
Yeah. Can you think of anything else you need to or would want to apply this to?
The systems and using OS?
Yes. Yeah, well, anything else you need a system for?
Well, there's a lot of things I will need a system for. But
okay, give us an example.
Well, doing the follow-up emails, you know, writing emails for my AWeber list.
Now, you know, because this comes up again, and it is something that I've done. Like, you know, I went through and handpicked stuff out. Ronald, are you still with us from Alamatas, California? Are you still on, Ronald? All right. Well, if you're on, Ronald, I would like to hear your feedback. Who was in Allentown, Pennsylvania?
That's Mike.
Oh, is that you, Mike? All right.
Yeah.
And then, Nancy, you're in Ashton. New York City is muted. All right. Okay. You can outsource the writing, but, but when you're starting a business, it may be hard to afford unless you find an up-and-coming copywriter. However, there are a lot of those in the Warriors Forum, in the copywriting sub-forum, and, you know, can be worth checking out.
Okay.
It didn't take that much time for me to paste the emails into the autoresponder, or I would have hired someone to do it if it was going to take a lot of time. But it really didn't take me much time to go through there and paste most of them in. The hunting down the successful emails did take longer. One idea I have as far as getting emails is, you know, Yannick Silver has that old ebook, Autoresponder Magic, that has a whole ton of email sequences in it from different marketers. You know, if you're starting from scratch and you need ideas, it's probably a good place to go.
Tell me again.
Yes.
What was the title?
It was called Autoresponder Magic, I believe. Just search like Yannick Silver autoresponders.
Okay.
And it's very cheap, if not free. You can probably find it free nowadays because he wrote it like three, four years ago. But it had like best autoresponder sequences from tons of marketers.
Okay. Good.
You know, and be a good place to get ideas from. If you're not already on swipe files in your industry, of course, you would want to be. Split testing is one that I consider critical. Now, Website Optimizer is probably the best thing for you to use for that and has some pretty good instructions that come with it. It isn't particularly difficult to use because it has wizards. But, you know, split testing means testing one thing versus another.
Right.
And it's just really a powerful, potent thing. We've just been through a whole lot of split testing. And, you know, we have our, let me see what my new opt-ins are today. We've been working on our upfront new opt-ins, and then I'm getting ready to roll out the conversion testing, which will be for the 18 calls. Will be like the next big thing. And then I'll talk in just a second about what I'm creating for that, which is bonuses, is how you sell something like that. So if you want to sell a membership, you know, it really comes down to like the bonus. Let me get on the other computer. See how many new AWeber opt-ins we have today. We're above. We had as many as 360 in one day, and I think when I get our back-end conversions for the visitor value as high as my target is, that we will just get a ton of traffic from affiliates. But you got to get your visitor value really up there, highly competitive with, like, product launches. If you're an internet marketing space. If you're in any other space, it's not really that big of a deal. Let's see here. New opt-ins today. So today we have 40 new opt-ins, and we've been averaging over 100 a day. And that's just from focusing on it some and without doing really anything at all with affiliates. So we'll be working on that next pitch, which I'll tell you about here in a second. And then we'll, once we get it converting the way I want, we'll roll it out to affiliates. You know, the way that you sell something, that's a big ticket, and it's a monthly billing. The way you sell it is with bonuses. It's like the old, it's kind of tested, proven Dan Kennedy old method of, you know, you get all these bonuses if you subscribe today. Because what you'll find is if you just ask people to try a dollar trial, they won't try it, or not in enough numbers that it makes it profitable for you. So you literally have to really come up with some great bonuses for people. And what I'm doing is, one of my friends, what he does is he just takes bonuses from his other products, which is clever. What I personally am doing is creating the bonuses, which is why it's taking more time. And, you know, in the ideal world, I have a writer good enough to create them, the bonuses. I think I can find that, or at least create them up to a certain level, and then I can take it from there. Like, I had my outsourcer take one of my sales letters and split it up into PowerPoint slides, like 50 or 60 PowerPoint slides for my product dashboard. Now I'm going to take those. Now that they're already in PowerPoint slides, the text, I can take, fix it up some, and then record it as a pitch, and I'll split test that versus the sales letter, because overall, you know, the video, and maybe a temporary thing, but the video's been performing better. A video pitch has been performing better than text in recent. This isn't like overall long term, but in recent time it is. So we're going to test that. But that's another thing I had my like little my outsourcer do. On the sales letters, so here's what I did. I just took and I went through forums, found hottest topics in some forums, wrote those down to create bonuses from. I took some of my best and most responsive e-Zine articles that I got the best responses to, took those titles, wrote those down. Those will become bonuses. You know, I took my best, most responded to emails, some of those. We'll make bonuses out of those. So it's kind of like, Mike, the autoresponder idea where you go and you take your best messages from the past, stick them in your autoresponder. Same kind of idea. You take your things that you can find on forums that are hot topics, even Google Trends. You can use it with Google Trends. In my case, I looked at WSOs that had done real well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I tried to find some commonalities or common elements, and we'll make bonuses out of those. So that's how I got my ideas for my bonuses for my $1 trial that I'll be doing on the membership site. Now, I want to ask Nancy, are you thinking about doing a membership site or no?
Well, in the long run, yes. But
in the long run, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy to sell. Like, the main thing I have to say about the membership site is you normally think that you can put 500 people in there, now you just kick back and that's it. But your attrition, I mean, the average person's only going to stay 3 to 3.5 months. So it's part of your marketing system, your autoresponder series, and it's a lot of effort, actually. It's probably a whole separate autoresponder series just to keep getting new people in there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that just the whole idea of a membership site is I know that it's like steady income, but having to get enough stuff on there to make it worthwhile for people to stay on the list is it's just overwhelming for me right now. I have enough to think about, so I don't even go there.
I can understand that, but this is why you do maybe one weekly webinar or one every other week and stick in there, or like I'm doing calls that are transcribed. And then I'll be adding in a few things. Look at it this way, Nancy. How long is the average person going to stay?
Well, you said like 3.5 months.
Yeah, I already told you, 3.5 months. So how many months of great content do you need in there?
3.5 months worth.
3.5 months.
Yeah.
Because you drip it. There's software, like Wishlist software is one of them, that drips it into the autoresponder. When every person joins, they start on month one's content, right?
Ah, okay.
So really, you probably need 6 months in there. Now, after that, you can still do content, but you're really looking at this way. After that, they're going to get like 2 calls a month on the phone, but you want to load up that first 6 months. First, you start out with just 3.5 months, 4 months, because that covers the bulk of your people and your income right there. See, at 100 a month, they say an average of 3 months, that's $300 a month. I mean, $300 per person that you bring on.
Mm-hmm.
But you really probably want 6 months in there, because some of them will say 6 months, and then after that, some of them will say longer, so you have something for them, like twice a month calls that you transcribe. Some people throw in an annual seminar, which is work. Right?
Right.
But you can create 3, 4, 5, 6 months of content. I mean, does that seem less overwhelming?
It seems less overwhelming, but from where I am right now, it still is.
Still seems like a lot.
I can't fill my brain with anything else right now. You know,
what about 2 calls a month?
I could do 2 calls a month.
Now, think about this. If you do the 2 calls a month and you get them transcribed, how many months do you need to have 4 months of content? 4 months.
Say that again.
Okay, so you do.
If I do two
calls a month for 4 months, now you got 4 months of content.
Right.
Now.
And I have to do that all in advance before I open the membership?
No, you're doing it as you go to start with.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it.
But then once you get it, it's just loaded up.
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is, as you do calls after that, you double load up the front end. So you take some calls from months 5, 6, or 7, or 8, and you put some of those, or transcripts from those, or the calls from those, in the first three months, because that's when most of the people are going to stay. Or if you do, you know, some free ebooks, or you do eZine articles, you stick all your eZine articles in there. You know, you can have a freelancer take your eZine article and turn it into a PDF. Stick those in there, you know, really nicely format it.
Mm-hmm.
So we take all my eZine articles now, and we turn them into really nicely formatted PDFs to use for a sundry of things, mostly squeeze pages. So if you do an eZine article, because your customers ain't never going to find or read all those eZine articles, and then if you turn them in and not have a freelancer turn them in a nicely formatted PDF, they'll never recognize them anyway. Yeah, it just ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen because they don't look the same, you know.
Yeah.
So now you stick all those in there. Now you've got something that's beefed up and looks pretty nice. Maybe throw in a few Camtasia videos as you go along, just on your monthly program. Now, I haven't even done the Camtasia videos yet, but it's something I probably need to do, because I'll need some Camtasia videos in there, too. You know. And you're right, you got to keep it chunked down. But I think maybe start with 2 calls a month, and if that's too much, do 1. You know?
Yeah.
Because look at it this way. Let's say people are paying you $20 a month for 1 call a month, or 25 or 30. It's still paying you to create content. I mean, you're still getting paid to create the content that you need to create anyway.
Yeah.
But at least you're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say you only made $500 a call or $300 a call. It's still $300 that you didn't have before that you got paid to create what you had to create anyway.
Yeah, I see. That makes sense.
So how bad is that? At least somebody's paying you to do the work you need to do anyway.
That's true.
Right? I mean, even if it's 10 people at 20 a month, that's still $250 you didn't have before, and you got paid to do the stuff to create the content for the site that will just be a money machine later on in the future, see?
Yeah. That makes sense.
So that's the way that I look.
Even your blog posts, I've written...
Hey, I'm glad you're on this call, Mike. I forgot about the blog post.
Yeah, I've created a paid product that was basically written on my blog. I've created four or five giveaway for, you know, for squeeze page reports that were all done on my blog. So I get content and then I just repurpose it into a PDF and create a cover and you have a product.
Yeah. Now, so that's great, Mike, because that's still more repurposing of content. You know, you can use it over and over. Like, okay, you could take 10 articles, Nancy, and then record those articles on audio, just read one after the other, right?
Uh-huh.
Ain't anybody ever going to recognize that content.
Yeah, I believe that, yeah.
Take the articles, have the freelancer stick 10 articles into PowerPoint slides, chop them up into PowerPoint slides. Now you got 100 slides in the PowerPoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go through and record it.
It all makes sense.
Now, ain't any, you know, now still you're having to do that, but you could literally remove yourself completely from that process. Like someone else could, the freelancers can chop it up and put on PowerPoint slides. Somebody else could record it from the article. They just read the articles as they're turning the slides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't even got to read it yourself if you really don't want to read it. But, you know, if you've got the slides and you've got the article to read and it's got slash points where you turn the slides,
yeah,
how much time is it going to take to record it, you know?
Yeah.
Not. It's the cutting it up, putting it on the slides, getting the thing.
Actually, Marlon?
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you have the regular PowerPoint, Microsoft PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it with OpenOffice. I know it'll work with Microsoft PowerPoint. And you take your article and just take it into a text editor and create lines. You can import it all at once. Just change them to title slides, and you've got your PowerPoint ready.
No way.
I do it all the time. I do. I just started a new blog on PLR and. Every article I put up there to get it some traction is I write the article, I create a PowerPoint, create a podcast, you know, pull the audio off as a podcast, submit to the article directories, to the podcast directories, and to the video sites, and put them all together in a single blog post.
But you just make the pipeline, the horizontal, the vertical line. Or a forward
no,
slash.
No, all you do is take it. I use Edit Plus, which is a text, which is an editor. But yeah, and all you do is like when you hit the period, just hit return so that each sentence is on a separate line, and it'll create a slide out of each sentence. Or if it's the sentence is too long, make it, you know, chop the sentence into pieces. I mean, I go through the article in about 3 minutes and get it ready to import into PowerPoint and have 35, 40 slides. So I'll do a 400 word article. End up with a 3-minute video, a 3-minute podcast, and do the whole thing in an hour.
Now, do you use Traffic Geyser to extract the audio, or how do you extract the audio from your video?
Camtasia. You just export it as MP3.
Oh, I forgot about that. That is like the best trick.
Yeah, just take the, export the, as an MP3, and then I use a blog with PodPress, a WordPress blog with PodPress.
Yeah.
And I've submitted, you know, to all the podcast directories, so they're looking for the feeds. And so what I've done is I have a blog that right now is getting about 35 visitors a day that I put up Sunday a week ago.
All right. So
because one of the things I found is that...
Okay, so I have a product for you, okay? I mean, it's just an idea, Mike. I mean, it may be just a lead generator. It would be a great product for a squeeze page. Your opt-in rate would be really high. It's called the Sunday Night Cash Plan. How to put up a blog in one evening and have 35 visitors a day 7 days later.
So the Sunday Night Cash Plan?
Mm-hmm. Because I did, in fact, I wrote a blog article called Nighttime Cash Plan, same concept. But Sunday Night Cash Plan, but it's the specifics that make that title work, you know. How to put up a blog on a Sunday night and have 35 visitors a day 7 days later.
So it's a great little... Google that, right?
Yeah, it's a great little squeeze page or bonus or even a little $25 entry-level product. But that's great. I didn't know that, Mike. That's very good. Do you submit them with Traffic Geyser?
No, I actually use TubeMogul for that. I've seen people having trouble with Traffic Geyser because they overdo it, and I've seen people lose their YouTube account.
Yeah, if you use it right, it's good, because I have friends who use it. But, yeah, we've used TubeMogul.
I know lots of people that use it, but it's...
Yeah, you got to be smart. You can't be, you know. But TubeMogul is good. So, but do you do... So that submits to the video sites, but how do you submit to the podcast directories?
I have a piece of software that I have a list of the podcast directories in it. It's already, you just set it up and let it run.
Really? Because, see, in your product, you could give people that list or something. Because, like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to submit to the podcast directories. Well, I bought some off-the-shelf commercial software, I think, but I don't really have anything I could say, no, this is the way you should do it. So maybe that gives you some ideas, Mike. I mean, I think that's really valuable knowledge you have there, and whether you sell it cheap or whether you package that up as part of your more expensive program or something. You know, once you get your results on these things documented, Mike, you're really putting together a machine there, and I like it. I encourage you to keep documenting your systems on your stuff and creating. Read the book Work the System. I really recommend it. And, I mean, I'm paying my employees to read it. At least I paid Sean, and I'll probably pay Tim. And keep pushing your systems, getting your results for clients, and you're going to have a really nice big-ticket package coming out at some point when you really get some documented success stories and you really document your systems well. You'll have a really, really, really nice product to sell. Does that make sense?
Yep, and in a minute here, I'll own that domain.
Good. Go for it. Do it. Make it happen.
No, I just bought Sunday Night Cash Plan.
Good. I like it. I think it'd be a great, well, however you use it, it's a great little idea because, you know, people can envision just having to spend Sunday night, do the work once. The pitch works real well. You do the work once, you know, and you get traffic over and over and over for days and months. And possibly even years to come is the way I would state it, right? And then they get the results in 7 days. This is just going to sell. I mean, I know how people think. They want the fast result. They don't want to have to spend a whole lot of time, right? So anyway. Okay. Want to go ahead and wrap this up. The book is Work the System. The author is Sam Carpenter. I encourage you to take it and read it because I can't do justice to it in the period of 1 hour and 15 minutes. Sam has lived this thing and really has an amazing way to explain it and open your eyes to it. You can buy it off of Amazon.com, a used copy cheap. I recommend you buy the nice shiny gold copy if it's still at your bookstore and mark it up thoroughly and read it 3 or 4 times. It's a deceptive book because it's a very simple story, and mostly the book is a story with some content in it and sample systems and so forth that he's used in his business. But dominantly it's a story, and at first time I looked at the book, I did not read it because I thought, oh, this is just like E-Myth, and it's just E-Myth dumbed down. But I really missed it because the guy lives it. He's made it happen in his business. And he has different angles and slants than the E-Myth did. And it's really not just about business. It's really a way of seeing your whole entire life. I've already made some changes in the way I handle things on a personal level. I've taken some things and broken them down into systems. Because instead of just putting out fires, or having a problem, you take and you create a system out of it so it doesn't even happen in the first place. So instead of putting out fires, you just start working more with your systems. And it's just a powerful way to approach all of your life, not just business, whether it's your health, your relationships, just like relationships. Take that as an example. It's one thing to say, well, we have relationship problems, blah, 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 blah. But did you ever have a plan in place to create positive relationships or relationships, an actual plan with actual steps and an actual objective? Probably not. I bet you could interview 1,000 married couples, and I doubt one of them has any kind of a real plan, certainly not written down, to have a happy, positive relationship. Same thing about health. Is there any kind of plan in place, or it's just kind of like, no, I'm kind of going to eat what I feel like, and I'm crossing my fingers and hope for the best, and occasionally I buy something that's low fat, and I feel pretty good about it? I mean, it's just all the difference in the world when you really break things down into systems and start thinking about it. So I encourage you to read the book. I encourage you to create systems for your business. I am going to take the system we created for Odesk, and later today, sometime today, we'll be sending out that out to the A-team members. To the people who listen to the call, this call in the future, we will make that available as a download to the people who listen to the call in the future. So I want to thank those of you who are on the call live today. Thank you for being on the call and participating. I know a lot of people, a whole lot of people actually do not have a job schedule and so forth, so they can make the calls. And then some people listen through on the web audio but aren't actually on the phone where they appear on my, like, list of people. So for everyone who does hear this in the future and everyone listening, like, on the web audio, for those of you who did make it live on the call, I appreciate that. I hope this call has been enormously helpful to all of you. We'll be sending you the Odesk procedure. I encourage you to use it. I encourage you to hire people to actually use in your business for things that are repetitive. I encourage you to stop putting out fires and change the system that's creating the fires or allowing the fires to begin with. And I think that if you do these things, you're going to find that it makes a dramatic and a virtually immediate impact in your life. I want to encourage you to act on this information within the next 72 hours. Take one thing, just something, even if it's small, and create a step-by-step system for it in the next 72 hours. My name is Marlon Sanders. I am the king of step-by-step internet marketing. This is the A-team call. I want to thank all of you for being on it. I will see everyone on this call in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, and thank you, Marlon.